This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Iranian plot to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have centered on a Pakistani man with ties to Tehran who hoped to also target other high-profile politicians and officials. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Charging documents unsealed Tuesday say 46-year-old Asif Merchant spent 2 weeks in Iran before flying to the United States in April, looking for help to target multiple government officials and politicians. And while the papers never identify which U.S. officials were on Merchant's hit list, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said in a statement that this case was the one that prompted the U.S. Secret Service to enhance security for former President Donald Trump. U.S. officials arrested Merchant July 12th, a day before an unrelated assassination attempt targeting Trump during a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential candidate Kamala Harris's running mate, state of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, made his first campaign appearance on Tuesday.
Violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Harris announced her choice of Walz earlier in the day, opting for a vice presidential running mate with executive experience, military service, and a track record of winning over rural white voters who have gravitated to Trump over the years. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus was named chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government on Tuesday, a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising.